Rishus Avi Mari. Volume by Sim Peches. This is to be Eila Shulchan Echad, Basa, and Cholov. The core of this is three different Mishnahs. We have a Mishnah that called Gimel Beis. The Mishnah over there says, Cholov Basar is also to be Eila and Gmina al Shulchan, except for Basa of Dogim, the Chagavim, except for fish and grass apples. Otherwise, all Basar, Chayiv, Oif, the Mice is Osir. The Gimel gets involved, why is not a case of Gzeil, Gzeil, if Chayiv, Oif is the Mice upon him? The Mice is still its Osir, still going to be Gzeil over here. The Gzeri is, correcting more why, I say but saying, the Gzeri is Shem Yala be Ulfus Rishon. There was a clear Rishon over here, and therefore my Tarshin. One Mishnah. We have a second Mishnah on Daf Kuf, Daldon Beis. Which should be done by Chlikis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai by the case of Oif. The Mice be Pasmak Beis Hillel Chumro by Imar Oif cannot be Oila on Shulchan Echot. And the Mishnah is Maisiv over there, that Daka be Oila on the Shulchan they eat. But the Shulchan they be Misad the food upon, would not be choishes. That Mice is mutter. The third Mishnah coming from and after Zayin, coming from Shul Ben Gamliel, he says we have two achsanoin on eating on one shulchan, but also not to be choishes. Less the makir, otherwise not to be choishes. These three Mishnahs are really brought down by us. Sif Aleph is the Mishnah, the Reish is the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel. The Sefer is the Mishnah of Kuf Dalet, and Sif Pei is the Mishnah of Kuf Zayin. That means these three Mishnahsim is the order of Shulchan Aruch, and that's the three halachas brought down over here. Now, to go through the halachas, the Torah Beis Yosef is very quick. The Shulchan Aruch is also not too much. But Maish is not going off the page. The newest shalas, havanas, kashas, the way to pride this case practically big dikduke halacha. So we'll try to go through the inyanim over here to try to make it either geshmak or tedious. Depends how you look at it. First, this thing over here about eating at one table, the Mishnah comes out and discusses when you have two people. What about when you're eating one person by itself? Do you have these halachas, cannot be al shulchan echad, the boss of a chalav. What's it sad to be more makel to one person? But two people, he's eating it, you're eating it, seeing someone eat it, he might come to eat it, he might come to give it to you. Maybe by one person, there's no isser of having boss of a chalav on the table. It's come along the Barahitiv and it brings down the base hill. It says, no, even by one person, the pichodesh and posh it. Same reason the mice have a baya, you might come to eat it. But also, you might come to eat it. But this halacha is no chiluk, whether it's one person, two people on the table. The halacha is the mice, you'll need either a hecker, or you have to take care of this Indian over here. That's aleph. A second thing is, it says, also aleph, you cannot put it on the table. Let's say everybody is on the table, or you put it there, you're either this there, or someone else did it. Can you now, mice, eat, boss and chol, on the same table? But once it's there, you have to take it down. So again, it's not clear, but coming by the shulchan, says, I'll be pastures. The issue is to be oila, but once it's there, still a body, you have to take it down. A body, you cannot have. Once it's there, don't say it's mortar. This is not for them. Once it's there, the mice take it off. That's the part. That's the part, right?
Don't even mean oila. Not even like this is the only one ground, you have to take it off. The whole
issue
is the heaven.
Fine, that's the part. We just have to speak that out. Just to be clear, that's what I mean. You have to take it down. There is a yellow drum on the page that says, let's say once it's there, it's before going to be also over here. You just have to miss it. The mice and the food is not also. Not ulcer. I mean, you have to take it down. The food of mice is not ulcer. A third thing, when the halacha cannot boss the chalav. Now, let's say you're just sitting there, sitting on the table, and there's bossy and chalav here, and you're not eating anything. Is there any is having boss next to chalav? You're sitting next to it. You're eating nothing.
I'm sitting down.
You're just sitting down next to boss next to chalav. There's steak in front of you and milk in front of you. Is there a baya? Not being misad, doing nothing. You're just sitting there. Is any abaya? Any wrong sitting there and just being in front of it. So they point out the lashon of the shulchan aruch is what? Os la'alos ala shulchan sho'ich la'lov gvino. The lashon is achilo. When you eat a one, as far as you buy, it's simple. To eat one gvino, the kshash, you might eat a second thing of basar. But he eating nothing, let's be choshish, maybe eat this and that, make two mistakes over here. I don't plan to eat anything. So the plan, since there can be two things I don't plan to go to, that we do not see Chazal Glazer, and that's Madurik, the words of the Mechaber, that says the words, take a fourth case. Let's say you are eating, you're eating Parva. Could you have in front of you Basar and Chalav? So I saw some Svarm is Manenu, Berkus also wants to lie to be Machmer and say, once eating, you have to worry about Basar and Chalav in front of you. But Maisa, again, read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Sho'echalav Gvino. The words are, when you're eating Gvino, then you have a baya that you can have boss on the shulchan. But stop me eating parvo, and there's two things in front of you. I don't think we have a mamok who makes this gzeir over here to worry about this concept of we might come to eat boss and might come to eat chalav over here. Now, true, but with the lochish, when you eichlov gvina, make sure you do not have fun of basar. But again, the gzer was, I'm eating one, I'm eating father, I'm eating muffin, I'm eating parable. I have to come to eat two things I'm not doing over here. Now the club over here, Negar to Basu B'cholov, is a similar locha in Nidon, Simukov Sarake, the Sugi of Hakkas. And the Gemara on Shabbos after you Gimel and Alf compares the two sugyas. The question is, which one is learning out from which? Or really, which one is more common than the other one? So, Pashas, you read the sugya, that they should be the same thing. However, look among the Achoidim, the Siddur Tyra and Hilchas Nido, the Achoshultim over there, they want time that Basu B'cholov is more common than Nido. What's that be more machmer? And what's time by Nido? You're eating one thing, she's eating the same thing. So why are we taking her plate? You have it in your plate already. Basu B'cholov, you have one thing, and everyone knows whatever the other person in their plate is always better than what you're eating. So you have more of a time to go take. Therefore, you need more of a harchoka by Basu B'cholov than by the case of Nido. That's one way of looking upon it.
Yeah, more goofy when it's the same
thing. Yes, but that's a cloud. You're usually eating the same thing. Echami could. But we didn't need this, but there's no. Basu B'cholov, it comes out to be more of a harchoka, more to be machmer. At said Hashem, he came on the floor by Osni, right? For Gert, need is more chomer. He doesn't explain why. It's far can be very simple. We know there's no inimara chokka between other noshim, only by your wife. You're more hurt, the more ruggled by her. So he wants ten. If I get need it, needs more of our chokka. So fine, there is a shiloh. Similarly, Gemara, it should be the same thing. The chonim seem to argue with Gdol HaChonim what exactly is more chomer, need versus the case of Basu B'cholov. Well, we'll get to that case. Now, the safe in the Shulchan Aruch of Yitzchak, the sugya of being mistat al Shulchan Echad. Now, this is Shaila. This man, the Gemara, the Knesset Gedolah brings down Medak the Ben Yeruchim. The reason why mistat al Shulchan Echad is mutter, it used to be they were mistat at one big table, then everyone had their own small table they would eat by. So, where you would be mistat, you would not eat there. Therefore, it did not need a case of a Aruchok over there. But man is there, let's say you're on your dining room table, and you want mistat the food over there. In that situation, do you need to have a chokka? Can the place where you're being misand is a place for meister where you eat? Is there a problem over there? Therefore, the Akachuva brings down the Knesset Gedolah, and he wants a taino that bezman hazeh, you do need a chokka, even being misand. Okay, that is a place where you eat. Fine, that I'm saying the other side. That's the reason to be machmir over here. The reason to be machmir, what taino, from the Gemara situation, the mission, you have no right to make a bezman hazeh, because here it's not the same place. I'll tell Hashani, what you're telling, and when the Stibbets are poiskim that way, is that the Maisi not being oisik and achilo. The Sora seems to be they say they not can come to eat with them, cannot be oisik and misadrit. And therefore, the one time the Stibbets are poiskim is not the way. That even though you misadrit on your table, when you eat the chor, you will not need the sugya of hekko kodaimo.
You mean you're not eating there?
Even if you do eat there later on, right now you misadrit, half hour later you can eat.
So right now,
when you misadder, yeah, then you have to take it off. Yeah, but that's for sure. But question you have ahead, you mean misadder right now? That means on the counter, that's posh, that you allowed to. That's Gemara's case. The counter you love to be misadder because you're not going to eat on the counter. Question on the table. Now, in the ending of being misadder, you'll have the head to the Mishnah's case is oif. Oif is only Jabonon. What about by Behemoth? By Behemoth, maybe you have to be more machmer and say you need our chokka by being misadder. So the Maaseh, the Vosh is very clear, and the Rechaim Kodesh brings down also, that the Chiluk, this halacha by Yisrael, comes to say, even by, it's discussing Oif, you need to be Oila Shulchan Echad, in the Hecker. But when it said the safe in the Mishnah of being Mesad, the Maaseh works out, it works side by Behemoth and side by Oif. Either one, you would not need a Hecker. Now, to explain these halachas over here, there's two halachim over here. There's a Chiluk, which is Shulchan Echad, the Gemara discussing Basar B'Cholav. That means I'm eating Basar, the other person eating Cholav. The klal over here, how to the keris that you need, the achokas that you need. There's a shach over here discussing shari yisurim. The shach is discussing a case where you're eating parva, nothing. He's eating things that are iser for whatever reason, whether it's a guy or he also is very much more to you. It's also shari yisurim. That means really, you first have to divide up two separate things over here. What's the locha negate to basu b'cholov? What's the locha negate to shari yisurim? Now in basu b'cholov itself, I'd like to make over here three different topics to discuss. First, in Basu B'cholov, there's one topic. What level of Basu B'cholov are we discussing? The different levels over here. There's a Nat, there's a Napa Nat, there's a Tafshul, there's a Basu B'cholov itself. What level are we discussing that we have to have these achokas? So first, the Mishnah's case over here is when you're eating Cholov, you can't have Basar. What about for Kert? Eating Basar, ki oila shulchan Cholov. Kamal the first shachet says, do not make a chalik. Whether it's basar or chalav, either one, you cannot put the other one on this table. What's the tzad maybe to make a chalik over here? What's the chiddush? Speaks out the Pirmei Gadim that you might think by basar, everyone knows after basar, you have to wait 6 hours. No one eats right away chalav. Wait. Or well, certainly not in the same meal. You have to wait. So Ke'in Shai Asur, maybe you do not eat a chok over here. Kamash Malon, but the Gemara's case is causing eating chalav and people eat basar afterwards in Medinoy. Some might have a meaning not to, but they eat basar afterwards. That eating a chokal. You might think eating basar afterwards chalav, you do not need a chokal on the same table. Kamash Malon, whether eating basar or chalav, either one, you need a chokal for the other men. That's the first, the chiddush of the shak. That means either one discussing the mamoshes, avadi, you cannot have both of them on the table. Aleph. A second one, but eating a tafshil, a basar, next to a tafshil of gvina. For example, you have a potato from the cholent, without the meat. The beans from the cholent, without the meat. It means it was cooked with meat, but right now you're eating just the potatoes and the beans. That's called tafshil shel basar. The guy next to you is eating spaghetti with cheese. We took off the cheese, only eating spaghetti. So you're eating a tafshil shel basar, he's eating a tafshil shel chalav. In that situation, as the same klal apply, you can redact the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the words of Gemara is basar and gvina. Maybe dafka basar and dafka gvina. A tashal of basar and tashal gvina, maybe not. Maybe you do not need in a charkol. The Maisa Kamal the Aruch Shulchan, and he wants to redact why in the world do we have two mishnayos in four? Kuf Kimel Beis, Kuf Dalam Beis. Kuf Kimel Beis, Kosta Basar and Gvina, says over there, Kol Basar, even Oif. Then Kuf Dalam Beis, we have Beisil, Beis Shammah, discussing case of Oif. What's a safa of Kuf Dal over Kuf Gimel? He wants a time on Kuf Gimel, we might think he needs Mamoshes itself. Basar and Gvino. Kuf Dal came along the Beis Hillel as Mechadish, the concept that things that Mitzal Hergel Avera, like Oif Kudoimah, that's Motzi, it's around over here, we need to be marked from it. Because they said there's anything that a person is allowed to eat, you have to have a chok and not to go eat from it. If you cannot eat together, the get over here is, again, whatever you cannot eat together, a Tavshul of Balbasa cannot be eaten together, the Tavshul of Cholav. That needs a chokka, that's a safo. Then if he wants a taina, if a guy's eating a potato from the cholent and you're eating spaghetti next to him, next to you, the loch is still, since you cannot eat it together, you need a chokka. That's the second level, what we're discussing over here. A third level, what about the case of a nice and tam? For example, you take a knife and you cut an onion. So that's called one nice and tam, a fleshka knife, cut an onion, now the onion is fleshiks. You take a pot, fleshka pot, whether benyam or not, and you fry onions inside. The onions right now have again being fleshiks and one see this time over here. The question over here is now these onions that you want to put inside making fried eggs. Fried eggs in the milk of a frying pan over there, and you guys next to you eating fleshiks. You're eating fleshiks, can you be eating next to somebody who's eating right now eggs that was made in a milk and frying pan with fried onions inside? Is it a bayak? Is it a sugar in the sinus time? So I see them in Gilasefas, those who are being down, we're making Xer cannot be machmer. First of all, if you go with Mahalach of the Aruch HaShulchan, it's the same idea. The loch is onions that's made in a flesh kapat, you cannot eat with milchiks. You can't, it's also, you're not allowed to. Why is it getting to see this time? And therefore, Api Svar Shabbai, the Chor should be the same idea. We have whatever you cannot eat together, the loch is you need our chok, you cannot be in the same table together. I see the Madan and Malochim are the same way, that even when it's seen this time, you have to be machmer. But let's say you have a case of a napar not. For example, what's a napar not? You have a flesh kapat because you made meat inside of it. The guy afterwards takes his flesh kapat that's clean, makes spaghetti inside. So the flesh sticks went inside the pot, that's called one knot, nesinas tam, and then went from the pot into the spaghetti, that's other nesinas tam, a napar knot. Now the guy next to you is eating his spaghetti, and you eating your milchiks. Do you need to have an achokom? Yeah, heck over here. You have to, can you lobby at the same table together? That's a napar knot next to you. That the maisa, the pashas is, and the malachim being down the maisa, it's mutter. What the reason is for it? The loch is, you will learn the simmons out of case of bays, you cannot eat together, but let's say you take the spaghetti and you put on top of it your cottage cheese. Once it's done already, you're allowed to eat it. Therefore, over here, what's your achokah? You might come to eat it if you ate it. Maisa, or you did already, you're allowed to eat it. So there's no reason to make our achokah by case of a napar knot. That means first, to get it to the level of possible chalav discussing, number one, it's my mosh is a valid tzelser. Number two, it's negated a case of a tashul, also the Aruch HaShulchan says to be machmer. Number three, well, by one nice and tam also, that's a pashtus, the gamas mavucha. Well, by not, l'maisi, we not need to have any hecker or it can be on the same shulchan.
And this is all made by one person, number two?
We'll have to get to that also. Yeah, this pashtus one and two, the term will have to apply when it goes, yes, one or two. That's one question. Negate basar b'chalav. Next level, next group, negate basar b'chalav. Let's say the chalav is asur to eat, or the basar is asur to eat. It's in the case of the shach. The shach is causing shari serum, eating nothing. Let's say I'm eating basar. The guy's eating chalav that's asur to eat. For example, eating gvina sakum. Well, I'm eating chalav, drinking chalav or gvina, and he's having the velus and treifus. So that, do we have an extra safa of achoka basar b'chalav over here? That means the shach is a kain that, but this not discussing about the cholov. Shach is discussing shari sum straight up. What? Oh no! So they come along. We want taino that you read the side of the shach, and the side of the shach is by shari sum and akri machmer things that bedil in shimine. Therefore, building upon that, says the kavnei rav. We're talking about the shulchan. The gam the is a daikat shuvah. Is stopping this question, calling tosis yushlaim. We want to not be the side of the shach, but things that people are bedil in shimine naturally like nevels or treves or gvinas akim lemaisa. In that case, you do not need to have any hecker or any achokah. Lemaisa, it can be in the same table. That means the gate is something that's also over here. The pash is you do not, when it's possible, hold, you do not need any achokah. Building upon that, building upon that, what we're getting to. And let's say things that are like chalav stam, that people, some people are, do have it, some don't. That means he's having his haggadahs, that is chalav stam, you're eating your fleshik over here. The maestro said, can you be next to him? And eat it next to him. So the svara shibai really depends, what level do you hold these things are. The maestro guy eating next to you is head to mechira. And you, the maestro, you hold, we don't eat head to mechira. So the svara shibai, see with Rashi v'chakarta, also Chuvichel Gimel, he gets involved. What exactly? Do you hold it's also gone when he's wrong? I think the animal holds more in the gate ahead to Mechira. So Maisa, that's fine. Deal with it's like a case of an avail over here. If you hold more like Cholav Stam, the people hold Makam Atzarech, whatever that means exactly. Unless you have a craving, a nursing, whatever. You either have Haganaz, or you have to have your Entimins, or you know everyone else around you is eating it, so you just have to have it. So then, that you need Achachach, but Etzim Yisamich, you would eat it. I mean, you might eat in certain places because the Hekshah Shakulam, which is ridiculous, but somehow you're summing upon this concept over here. So therefore, if you would... What? No, so then Echnami will come out, even though it's Osir, you have to what level is there? If it's Osir Mamish, who will be like the Veils of Trevis. If you hold that Makam Tzarech, again, what level Tzarech Yishlodin, they'll be summing to eat it, then you need to have a hacker in between.
The Chayah shouldn't be telling the Halacha, should be telling what people, what you think. Meaning, even
right, that's what I just said. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
It's how you, that's what you mean.
How do I relate to it? Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Regardless of what?
What?
Only
no, we'll get to the local. Let's eat it by yourself. First, we want to know what we're discussing. That we have to apply the cloth. And we're discussing over here when even it's Isser, if it's Isser Mamish, fine. If it's only a Chumrah, then Chumrah, you're the heck.
So if I think it's Usser and it's really Mutter Gomer, will we say the same thing?
If you don't eat Badassi, it's Usser Gomer,
right?
It can't say. Chumrah, we'll do it. Yeah. I will not eat it. You might, can't say. Now, another level of gate is Isser. Let's say you won't eat them. It's not health reasons. You're allergic to it. With lactose intolerance, certain things your mom you can't handle. Is that also going to be nichel in the sug over here, or no? Mice is like nevelos and treves for you. You have a shmartim oindis nafshu seichim. You have a pasuk in the Torah. So we have the mice in the swarm. The well, the by hilchus nider of Eidah discusses the question of sugu b'shashanim or the gate over here, Ami Yashbo or of Azil Orbach. The one time you have a loy plug, because be'etzem even agrees it's mutter. Be'etzem agrees it's mutter. The one time, once be'etzem it's mutter, gam you won't, without a personal reason, the ke'ina case of making a neder against it, like a shach, you make a neder against it, you personally, lo yibdil ishar inshu negeter, yadri machmir, you also, not like you hold everyone holds usher. Everyone's mutter. And therefore the shach is mechalik, whether everyone's usher or you yourself, by case of a neder. You also, the one time, look again, of like plug in the maisa, you'll have to have a hecker, or you have to have a, the club of our chokas would apply over here, neger, when for you personally, you cannot eat it.
So why
be
as like
for the
force not
like for? No, because then for everyone's it's the velus. The velus again where the shaft.
No, you're no random chumra. You're not that's your nether.
So no, why is that?
You, if you hold again, depends what you hold. You hold your personal chumra.
Nobody holds crazy.
Again, that, no, it depends. No, that's not so. That is not so. That's not so. Again, it's not. Again, it depends what you hold. If it's not your own, you're right. That means makom tzayev stock you'll eat, but that's 100%. But you hold mamish also gomers the veil is also. I think what how do you look at being is it nevelo or your own or your own? Yeah. Now, take the next level, next two negate the Basa B'chalav. In what situation are we discussing the Basa B'chalav? What matzav are we discussing? That means we have a case over here of gina and basar, right? Piece of meat, piece of cheese. What about a cup of milk? Now, why should a cup of milk be any different? So first, there can be really two different points. One is, what is the reason to aser basar b'chalav on shulchan echad? The words of the Gemara is because shlo yala be'ofas rishon. Kim Long the Machaber says, you know why? Because you might come to eat them together. You have to first realize the Machaber coming from Loshen Rambam somehow switches what the words of the Gemara, the reason the Gemara is. Therefore, the big mavucha, is it interchangeable, these reasons? Is it the Machlekes? Is it the Gemara's Havmina? How do you understand the story over here? Is it because of Elfa's Rishon? Or is it because the story might come to eat them together? Now, the thing they want to say is a case of a cup of milk. Where they're coming from is the Mishnah, Dafkov Gimel Amun Bey, starts off saying, Osla Vashal Basa B'chalov. All Basa cannot cook together. Basa B'chalov, with milk. The next line of the Mishnah says, on Kol Basar, Osla Alis Im Gevino, with cheese. The first line is, Osla Vashal B'chalov, and the next words is, Osir to be a Shulchan Echab B'gevino. Says there's Shash over there, or the Shulchan Bayos, we're down with the Dakar Shiva. Why is it switching for? It sounds like to be Oila Shulchan Echad is a dafka with Gevino, and not with the case of milk. Not a case of milk. The Svart Mechalik, the most reason is Gzera to be an Ulfus Rishon. Now, the Maestro, if they're touching, let's say, your bottle of milk, cup of milk, next to the Ulfus frying pan, it's clearly Klippa, the right to one go. Or even one be, say, goes on top of another, it's only Klippa, there already is a Klippa on the bottle over here. So you can start making chalukim over here and say by a cup of milk, not by a piece of cheese. It's a frying pan, the basar. Okay. No, or I said, or another reason. Let's say it's touching the basar itself. It's not like touching the ilfas. Touching the basar itself. How much? Ask the klipa. Where do you have a klipa?
No,
I'm talking about spilling again. The problem is they're touching. The more sounds like they're touching one to another. So either what? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says what? I'm saying a cup. Again, the problem is touching one to another, not spilling. That is our chokah of spilling is another circuit. That's not this over here. The reason touching. If that's so, therefore they want to bring down our chashulchan is mitzadeh, and the shash goes this way. That by milk, it should be no mister. Al tzad hasheni, the maaseh point out the words of the mechaber is why you might come to eat it together. That applies, sai, not because the elf is touching, but the sugya of even a case of milk. Now, by God mechaber, the Rambam's reason, even my cup of milk, the maaseh have to be machmer. And it says, the Riyash of the Gemara, the Mishnah over here, switched it, went, says, started with milk, then went to Gvino. He says, you know why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos, after Yudalit, says that there's more of a reason to make a gezerah on a case of liquid than over solid. Why? Because the Gemara says, people, when they eat food, they'll drink water at the same time. When you're eating something, you'll drink at the same time. But when you eat something, you won't eat a second thing at the same time. You won't mix the two things. Therefore, the Gemara says you make a more of a reason to be machmer on liquid to eating together than on a salad. To mashmal on the Mishnah, even the salad we made the gzeirah. The Mishnah making a chiddush over here, lab dafkir milk, kavana milk is a gzeirah. Because the derech is to have meat and milk in the mouth at the same time. We drink while we eat. Kamashal in the Mishnah, not only that, even eating two different things at the same time will also be chashing and make a gzeirah over here. So a chiddush, even in that case, we're asking. And they have a numerous farming down. And the simple of one of the mechaber is not the mechaber where the case of gvino chalav, themis of poiskim, does not seem to make this chalak over here. And therefore, we machaber whether it's a matzav of gvino or matzav of chalav. Building upon that, now, on the tzad, you want to say a cup in the maisa is a reason to be machaber. Let's say you have a closed bag. You have a carton of milk that's not open yet. You have cold cuts on the table that's not open yet. You have things that are not opened. Do you want to come along a taino that when it's not open, since now you have to do an act of ula to make it to be eaten, you have to open this kolkot, you have to open the carton of the milk over here. In that situation, do you want to come along and say that the maaseh can't be mekel? This is not the matzav right now. You can't eat.
It's on the table to eat.
Come on, we put it on the table. You leave it there. But the maaseh is not in the situation made. You don't serve it to be eaten. You don't serve kolkot closed. You serve it open. Now it's closed. So is this a stage away? Kolkos is a container, right? The plastic on top, it's open. No. Right now, I'm eating my milk. I'm eating my cheese omelet. And the wife comes home, puts a bag of kolkos on the table, because that's what you do before you put in the refrigerator. Do you have to have a chok over there? Heck over there, do you have it on the table? coming to the Bnei Shulchan, we discuss it to Avi Yashua, they want time of Maisa. It's right to be eaten. Maisa is right to be eaten, so Luchor, it cannot be the same table. Atzal Sheni, Chaim Pitcha Scheinberg, or Abazil Orbach, Drash of Hakarto, we'll get to that. They want Taina. The Maisa is keen the idea of being a heck over here. Let's remind you, since right away you can't take them and eat it, and therefore the one Taina is Nichla Sugav Kein a hecker. Now the saying Nichla Sugav a hecker we'll have to get to if you're eating by yourself, a hecker works. But the Makil want Taina, Mechaim, we ask the question also, you want to make a Nichla Sugav a hecker. Hecker means it's reminding you. The fact that it's not ready to be eaten, that itself will remind you Nichla Sugav a hecker, and then after that, went to fly the clump of hecker. Which now leads to the third level of error. Let's say it's on the table. And you get the yeshiva's meat order, and you put it down on the table right now. It's not ready to be eaten. You can't eat it in the matzah is right now. Do you mice to come up to machmanat? But the shulchan again clarifies this question. He says maybe like plug with tzarachim. The mice is from the earlier before the by the shulchan. Yachal yosef is yilobach. Bring down the mice is that can be eaten when the havi leil yosef and this chum over here. And therefore will not need a harchok over here. And therefore mice can be it's mutter on the table. Has to be royal achila the chalpakas. That means. I mean, the cup of milk is machloikis, the other place is going to be machmer. Once on the table closed, the others will be machmer. And also, it's not really eaten, the mice will be swallowed, the mice to be makel. At least in the next case over here, eating by the table, come along, he connects you, and he has a bottle, there's a little bottle over there with milk inside. You're eating fleshiks, he has a bottle of milk. Are you last next to him when he has his bottle of milk? Is there baya of being next to milk over here? So first, the island was hacking who in the world is going to take the kid's bottle and put it inside the food. So first, I'll just take two cases. Just practical, there's an argument if that's true or not. I say, you, in the morning, you need to have your coffee, you have your black coffee, you need some milk inside. So let's say your kid's bottle was just cleaned out, put in fresh milk, and he's holding his bottle right then and there. Let's take that matzav before he drank, before he slept with it, who knows where the bottle went. Let's say it's a clean bottle, just put milk inside. And you need milk inside your black coffee. Would you open up the bottle and put inside inside your coffee? Would you do that? Would you do that? If you're tiny, yes. So do you need a chokka from that? From the kid's bottle? Or another case. My 2-year-old has a bottle. And my 6-year-old also, she has a cereal of milk. Without her milk in the morning, she won't go to school. No, she needs her milk. There's no milk in the house. Would you open up the kid's bottle, put in the kid's cereal? Or you open up to your wife's coffee, put into her coffee. What? To do that, to make her happy, she can tell you, go to the store. Like, I'm not going to the store again, no? Fine, put her. Is there a baya that, first of all, would you use the milk? On that assumption, is there a problem over here in the mice? You have a shayla over here, do you need a chokka? On the kids having a bowl next to you. So, Vizil Obach, we asked him, Avigdor Neventhal, we asked him this question, the Chaylevi, the mice, that they want to be machmer. And Taino, the mice, like any chokka, a bottle of milk with the same thing. That means you have to realize, not like the Rishash, and not like the Erchah Shulchan, and not like those who want to be making the case of a closed bottle. That means on the tzad to be machmer on milk, and on the tzad to be machmer also on things that are closed. Then we come along, do we have to also machmer the kids' bottle over here? For those want tiny, yeah. At tzad sheni, tzad sheni.
They're eating on the
tzad. Yeah, on the tzad to be machmer on the closed thing, I said. Those are machmer things that are closed, make on things that are closed, we'll have the hatter. At tzad sheni, they come on three different avenues. Or really more, to be makel. Number one, it can makel inside the rishash, the lachos shulchan. Number two, it can makel because it's closed. Number three, the felder when he has a shear bath, wants a taino, will get the locha. He's in a separate table. He has his bell, and you're on the table. His own bell is definitely get at a separate table. That's his form.
Inside is
an aichur, or inside the bell? No, that's not eating on. It's not eating together with you. He has to eat with you. He's not eating with you. He's not part of your table. That's the third reason. A fourth reason. Is of Scheinberg in the midst of a gadol over there? They asked this question, or slushing or vakshitoy. The one time it's not normal. Two, you might be stuck. You might ulai take it. But that's not the standard thing to go to. You're not going to take it. Therefore, the one time not nechlil in the case of a heck over here. And the fifth reason, the Shmir Shabbos wants a taino that stamazai. You're not eating together. Even you are the same people. You're not. You don't eat with your kid. You're eating here, he's eating there. Two different people over. You don't eat with the kid. Those are the five reasons floating around why you make and the gemaisa, the chaylev, he's a three machmer. The one is not in the same table, or you're eating with him, but it's like achsenoy. It's like achsenoy. Your 1-year-old, 2-year-old is not someone that you are together with. If you go to Peskachuva, you have to get to Peskachuva. But that's first, again, we're talking about the matzav of where this Blasphem Cholov is. We didn't get to find the Karim yet.
The whole Torah tonight, you're not going to take from it. You're going to take from it. So
You find the common difference to Gilbert. Kenzine. Now, one last case again, what massive was costing over here, food over here. What about the silverware? That means you're eating fleishiks, and the silverware in front of you is milchik. You need to have a hecker over here. So come on the Bada Shulchan, it brings down the Knesset Gdolov, that brings down the Kibbutam and the Daka Tshuva. It sounds like even by the silverware on the table, we'll have the same problem. Lav Dafka, the Bosser, or something like that, even the silverware. He ends up Bada Shulchan, Tsarachian. Maisa, Stimus Apoiskim, and the way the Sheva Kosi writes in Tshuva, Chalakai, we don't find this Gzera anywhere on Maisa, we leave it as is. And Pasha is a loch negated to food, per se, and not negated to Kalim. But so Adkan first went to. Well, should not make a difference. Should make a difference. To be Makel, to Makel. I mean, the gate of Basel Chalav, we went through first, again, three different topics. One is what level Basel Chalav, when Basel Chalav is Osir, what massive the Basel Chalav is in. Adkan Basel Chalav. Now to get about the shaft, the Sugi of Shari Surim. That means a whole new Sugi came on the shaft, the Machadish, a concept over here, where not I'm eating one, you're eating something else, and we're going to come to mix the two together. The Bayah Basel Chalav. A new thing. I'm eating. Thing that's no shaykh to the Basel B'chalav, I'm eating Shari Surim. Do I need, to me that's Shari Surim, do I need to have a heker, or do I, the bayah, we cannot be in the same table together. It's come on the shach, and the Marmok we're starting from is causing the sugya of chometz and Pesach. And there is very clear that if the goy is eating next to you chometz, you cannot eat next to him matzah. Therefore, the way Bazil Orbach makes it practical, not in the get, this coming up year, but the year afterwards in Eretz Yisrael, when the 8th day of Pesach comes out, on not Shabbos, if this year is coming out on Shabbos, that means you want to stay here for Pesach this year. We keep both Israelis and Americans are both keeping 8 days, but the year afterwards, when we are keeping them, Israelis keeping 7 days, they keeping 8 days. So can you eat a matzah? The other one eating chametz zeh b'zeh. The loch is it's also knowing that says the shach even a heker will not work. Why? Al tzuchum of chametz the perum over here, and even a heker won't work. That means I've been to people that Mamash, you have to make sure the house is, you cannot eat one next to another. You can't do that. That's also. Now, building upon that, they discuss, the Shach is discussing how far to take this concept by Shari Shimti Machmer. He says, by case, let's say it's Boston Avela, you're eating whatever you're eating, he's eating Boston Avela next to you. Do you need to have a Archoko? Do you need to not be in the same table together? This case of Boston Avela make it more practical. You guy eating next to you is usually not Boston Avela, but let's say the guy next to you is eating Erlo, or eating Shvius, or he's Temech and Hetem Mechir Yol, Oster Gum over here. So he's eating Hetem Mechir Yol, Mamish case of Shvius over here, Shmit over here. And are you eating next to him? Do you need to have a hacker? Well, the Maestro, you cannot be in the same table over here. So the way the Shach comes out from the Iran, he wants Taina, since everyone's a Bedil instrument, he holds Oster, Shayusim, the Maestro, you do not need to be in two separate tables. The Maestro, it's Mutter. Hagam, there is a pretorial, wants to argue, wants to taina. The only time to be makel is when things that are nicker. You can tell. I mean, bosser is bosser. I can't tell the difference. Kosher bosser, trade bosser. Or like, cannot tell the difference. Shmita, I can't tell the difference. He wants to be machmer. Well, mice, the shach and all the person go like the shach. Where they can tell the difference and not, since bedila in shimene, hagam, not adapting for meat, but from the veil of trefis. Case of olo and shmita. Therefore, he lasts next to a person who has these things because mice, everyone stays away from it. Building upon that, come along the shach. Let's say that not everyone stays away from it. That from one person is also one person's mutter. His example is lechem of iser. He discusses, let's say chitim of klai kairim, make it more practical. Something that's chodosh. Chodosh is lechem of iser. Some people hold chodosh also in the Torah, and some people are semich on the bach. But other sheets out there that do not apply chutz laaretz. It depends what country, depends who you are. Let's make the case where the person won't eat a mishumaykan. They won't eat their Cheerios, and you're eating Cheerios next to them. And the symbol on the days of the mice is as after the time which is Bayav Chodesh. Can the guy eating, can you eat next to the person eating Cheerios? When you have a problem with the date Shabbai. Plain and simple. That's a lechem of Isser for certain people. So really, it could be, it depends.
Cheerios
would be a lechem of Isser? So it could be, it depends how you look upon it. Like it's true. The case of the Shach is a little bit different. In this case, the Lechem of Isser, they're discussing a case where it's Mutter, my Mok is coming from, is Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Chalas Chutz La'aretz, the only reason the Gemara says Rishonim said to Mekel is Gzeir, otherwise you have a Bayah, you need to have a Hecker. Therefore, come on, the Shach says, by Lechem per se, be more Machma Waka Lechem Yechi Adam. The Pasuk says that since it's one of the staples of life, Lechem is very important for society, and therefore, even though by other things, by Nevelis and Trefis, by Shmit and Arlo Lamais, will be Mekel. By Lechem be Machmer. Lechem be Machmer. If that's so, come out, Chodesh will be the same problem. Whatever you hold by Chodesh, hold also Gomer will be the same Mister. Chodesh will come out this Gomer. Atzal Hasheni, those who want to argue with the Shach, one time the Chalas Chutz Oretz Yish L'Chalik. Chalas Chutz Oretz, the case over there is, where it's Maisitz Mutter to Kayin, and other people the Maisitz also. So since it's Mutter to a group of people and also to others, that's the reason why we're being Machmer. If it's also for everybody, then you hold Chodesh also for everybody, you won't have the Setter. That means it depends. How do you go? Do you go with the Shach's Malach of Chalas Chutz Oretz, means any Lech, Malach, and Yich Adam?
No.
The one time the
Seder
here is
they exist. No.
No. Again, the Seder here is what is it per se? Do I hold what it's usher? Hold this usher certain people. If he holds the Seder, it's usher. Except Alechi Yichy Adam, all Lechem time in heaven is sir. You say the Seder? No, not he said Alechi Yichy Adam. So the because Yaakov is wrong. That's not what you say. They say is why some people want to, some people usher. I hold this for certain people. Then we need our chokov. Yeah, call the shach
and
be also. Yes, call the shach and be also. Chodesh. And La Paiskim, Harry Paiskim, go like the shach. And they will come out all lechem yel habaya. Now, I'm not sure how to look at past akum, what category you put under, what's the passive of a kisten, is that a lech yichy adam also? You know, it has the same chumers over here.
And past
akum,
there is a heter.
I said, I'm not sure what category you put under, but these are the things you have to apply for the shach. No, that's not certain times. That means right now, Chalas Chutz Oretz is mutter people. Right now, has a heter to do it. Chametz HaPesach is always also the all yidden. They do point out what comes out that Shumas and Chalas, they want Taino. You know, the Chalas and Shumas and Chalas, but one time the Chalas and Chutz Oretz is mutter the coin, and Shumas and Maisis are Be'etzim Medina and mutter the coin. They come along that if you have a Shumas and Maisis next to you, Saikun, the Golden Mahal, the Minchas Yaakov, come out with my shiapi machm over here. My is much to certain people, certain times over here.
If you're kind,
then you're allowed to eat it.
But we don't.
So then you're the kind. You should know the sugi better than I do.
So no, so you.
I don't know the sugi that well. You should. You have to know how to, why you've been machm before. Now, practically one more before we get to one other case is my make a no against something. So the shach is very clear. You might know that lemaisa b'etzim cannot be the same table, except the reason why it's mutter, why making a no against the other, because they hate each other. Outside the lemaisa is mutter. Meduik says pischei tshuva. It's a gone base from the shach. But let's say you bring moida enough from the civic thing over here that this thing lemaisa itself is also, and everyone else holds its mutter. Then avada, you can have the same table. That means you make a net on something. That means you hold b'etzim b'datz is mutter. We have a special on hoga to be machm against b'datz. That means you hold it's shari sum. Come out. My says nichol in this pesach shuvah from the shach that you need to cannot be the same table. Same table. You have bayam instead of sugiv neder. That means if you hold something the etzim mutter, you made a neder against it. The ma'aser cannot be in the same table with you, or you'll hold pucks in the case of a hecker. Building upon that, at least their case. A lot of times you go to a place to go eat, and they bring you chalas. They give you fruits and vegetables, and you're not sure, or you are sure that's not too good. So the one that eats the zar is the mafish chala, and you take off shuvah and ma'aser, put it on the side next to you, and then you go eat your plate. The question is, you have right next to you challah and food, shumas and maisis. And your maisa, you sing and eating. So I ask people what happens to it during the meal. It says, yeah, sometimes it disappears. Fine. So the maisa says, you say to the iser. People actually, you know, they're eating challah and they don't really take that piece of challah. Eating the vegetables. Do you have a bayam? It's at our sigil. The chut shoni, the iser's question. They said, anyone being machmaluchu, you have a problem. You cannot, you have to either wrap up in a napkin, put it in your pocket, or put it somewhere else, but to put it next to you without a hecker, or have the table next to you, you have a baya. See, however, end of Chodesh Ani, the Olim is not makbid upon it, it's Arachim. The Olim is not makbid. The Olim is not. The Olim is not makbid, they do it. So the Shev Kossi issue about Chelik Vav, he wants to say, Eis and Taino. He said, when you're having one next to another, you don't do any pu'ula to show it's Osir. Here, I did a pu'ula to show that's Osir. So what, I'm coming to go eat from it? If I don't remember not to go eat, I did a whole act over here. That's just Taino. Whole act over here to do it. So I did not need a hacker. The baya is 2 points. First of all, the idea is people forget. Right, you ask around, people forget they do eat from it. This practically, lav dafka, is it true? Void people around you also. Lav dafka, they did any act over here. You did the act. They didn't do the act over here. So the yeshlod naharpe, and again, really, it's a tzorachin, the machmim who separate. They really, they usually oid for the iser pesach.
Yeah,
it's even worse. It's even worse. And therefore, it's not that simple. And really, what you should do, if it can be machmer, Bet's Mishnah in these places, you have Bayam and Tasugim Mars, I mean, practically, you still have Mitzvah Sugi Shvoi, but in these places, you do these things, and everyone else needs to eat there, and you nechlan get a Hashash of Gulam, your Messiah. But the idea we have is Mafish over here, Chumas and Maishas, you have to make sure you have the Plumas and Pechas over here. That's the Pashas. So again, by Chalas. And Trumas and Maishas, you get involved with for Koyin, according to Nichas Yaakov is also. And you get involved with what levels? Is it Mitan Nedah Shibai? What is this? This is Chum over here. If it's Mitan Nedah Yochid, then you also have Koyin Shach is a Baya. So I'm not sure, it depends why you're doing Trumas and Maishas. You own Be'etzim with Tosser, Ken Zayn. You're doing Mitan, you own Chum, which a lot of people do Mitan Chum, it's Nedah Be'etzim. Then Zayn with Nichas Yaakov and the Shach is also. So both problems you have a Baya. No, because you have to do the Guvah Dover. You don't have to pull it to the thing itself. You wrap up in the tip. So then you have all the hacker works by one person. We have to get that also. No, even the other person not. The other question is the other person not know. Let's say everyone tries to hide it, right, and wrap it up. So if you need some people. Depends who you're eating or who's around. So if you hold that a hecker needs two people, if the other person does not know about it, you should let them if it works. Now, the Ibn Maisi, after why the Ibn Maisi for? Now, in the gate to Shari Yisum, one other case is called, let's say, by Bosser, the dog on fish and meat, then Machm, the Sugi of Sakono, also by having on the same table, yeah, fish and meat. People have told me that you see waiters go around with fish and meat on the same thing together on some plate over here, or something on the serving table is fish and meat over here. If you need a hecker also, so Mai said there is a kaf chaim. Said chamira sakana. Sakanta meisuro. Since chamira sakanta meisuro, therefore the loch is just like you need a hecker over here.
Serving people,
right? But whatever loch is, the same kol apply one versus the other. That's what the Kav Chaim says. The Maisel is swarming down. There's a major Yehuda and Shuva says punk vakert. Since Chamir is Kanti Minisuro, for that reason, we don't have to worry about this concept over here. Some of the reason people are much more worried about fish and meat in the case of fish and milchiks, meat and milchiks over here. Fine. So since it's in your Sakona, people are more machmer, said major Yehuda, the price coming down, major Yehuda did not need a hacker. Now, what about the case of fish and milk? Those who are machmer, Rabbeinu Bechai, the Sfarim over here. So first, those one point out, well, that way before Shemishma. The Mishnah over here says they do not need a hacker by the case of Togim, the Cholom, that black-white Mishnah. So they point out, Lav Davka the clear ayah. Because even when Ben Machai said to me, Machmer, he's saying, what he Machmer? Avada is Mana Gemara's water. The question was, if me afterwards, they come along and say, this is a Konobiz Manazah. And even the Mishnah, there is no ayah. They want to tell him, maybe you do need a hacker. But actually, at the end of the day, this chumash boy, they want to say the only reason we machmer again is as the Yehuda Chamir is kantam Yisrael. The ma'aser the hoga is we do not seem to have a hacker when you have your kumishes locked. Even those who hold the bayah b'tzad sugi of sakana, we do not need a hacker over there. Now on the tzad, there are certain things we cannot be at the same table. Whether it's abosu b'cholov or mitzad the shach of shari yisurim, they're klolim. They have a couple of questions. One is the shemer help. Does the shemer help? Come on, kivager, and he brings down the gan melech. Once tanya shemer does not help. Yeah, the kashal ma'isa. Why is that so? We see the lochin of the Shabbos is when you want to sit next to there, the there might start going to not be as clear as can be. You might come to be shem yata tilt to make sure there's a better lighting over here. It says the Gemara, go down the Shulchan Aruch that a shem of ma'isa helps. So why does shem help over here? Once a machalik, there is but etzem the light's a good light. For the moment it goes starts dimming, you might come to fix it. So that for that moment, yeah, shem works. You need a shemah constantly. You're eating and he's eating constantly. That situation, the ma'aser says, shemah does not help.
If you don't know, it's going to dim.
That's true, but it's not a constant. You only need it when it starts dimming. That's what he wants to title. And therefore, most boys can bring down the Sub Kiveger. Atzad Hasheni, we already mentioned, that the reason why we're zechut in the Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim that they did not give the Malachim the boss of B'cholov. They went to Avraham Avinu and they had boss of B'cholov. In fact, the Ben Yayodo, in fact, the Levariye, Rashi brings it down. The Taino, the Maisa is very good the Malachim. But Avram Binu, he served on the table, Chemim and Chalav and Bakr. How in the world are you serving the same table, these things? So one time, how? Because Avram did not eat, he was a shamer. Says Ben Yayodo, Ben Ishchai, Levariye, he's a shamer. Shem and Maisa works. So that those want taina get the kivegel. The ma'aser shemir does work. What? Avram was a shemir for these Arabs over here. For whatever reason, they ate at the end of the day. No, they had to eat. They only they didn't know chadaf in between. Right, whatever, or they're aish, like the Bekeris says, the Malachim were aish itself. Meister, mitzad ha-shemesh, the Mavulcha, the Meister, most of them should be going Kiv Eger. There are other ways of answering the case of Avram Avinu over here. And the Meister, the one Atayno, the Beker, Shem, the Meister, does not help. Another question to get to this Indian, the guy, Saibah Basim Bechalav, and Saibah by Shari Serm. We're saying over here, we'll get to Halacha and Sepeis, that a hecker works. You have to realize, if Aleph, the symbol and standing, if Aleph is talking about one person, Sibbeis is causing two people. Sibbeis does not bring down the lochas of Hecker, and Sibbeis does bring down the lochas of Hecker. One person eating by itself does a Hecker work. That means, it happened to me mamash last night, anytime I'm on the circuit, it always happens. I come home, wife gives me a mapa, put on top of the flesh sticks, and right next to me is macaroni and cheese. Mamash, no one's around, just me. Just me. Like, I knew it had to happen. The question was, after Chaburah or before Chaburah? Then fine, happened mamash last night. What's the loch in that situation? Does a hecker work? I have my own map over here. That's beside over here. What's the svar to mechalak? So number one, we see in Shulchan Aruch, somehow a hecker is only two people, not one person. We have Ma'amokim. The svar to mechalak is the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Yigimel. The Gemara, when it compares the two sugyas by the case of Nida of Archokos, whereas our case with Bosch Mechal of Apechas, Kamon Gemara says, Yesh lechalak, lechalapachas in the Havamino. That over there, by the case of Nida, there is a case of Deus, and here's Lekha Deus. There's two people over here. One will mind the other person. So the Gemara again, the Cholpok, the Havin wants a Taino. He's a Chilik when you have two things. He's a Hecker, plus there's someone here to remind you. You can't eat that. If so, maybe a Hecker only works when there's two people here, and a Hecker does not work if there's one person. Therefore, there's a Beforshe Ravon, a Rishon, and Chulin, Simmerish, and Aleph. He wants a Taino. A Hecker does not work by itself. It does not work. Zaflo by us in the Sugyo, someone have in the back, in the Shulchan. They come along, and the Taina's Halacha over here is that by itself the Maisa does not work. The Ben Ishchai, the Steichem, the Svasemis, the Dar Ketshuva, they all bring down the Halacha a heck of a one person, the Maisa would not work. Ashad Hashemi, come along the Bada Shulchan, wants Taina. Well, let's read the Shaf. It brings down the Beis Yosef, it brings down the Rashba. It says, a guy who's eating Chometz on Pesach, the Halacha over there is, beside the Chum and the Pesach, the Maisa, you have to be Machmer. Now, what's the case when you're eating by yourself? If someone comes to remind you, I mean, eating by yourself is usually a couple of cases. It's by yourself, or eating next to a 2-year-old, he's not going to remind you. Or even a 5-year-old is not going to remind you. Or a guy is not going to remind you. Or a Nashem Matar Mitzvah is not going to remind you. Or when you're hiding it from somebody, does not know about it, is not going to remind you. That means the case of by yourself extends to a family of itself, many cases where the other person is not going to remind you. Come on, the Shach, and says, a guy is not going to remind you about Chometz. The only reason why to Machmer, why could the Chum of Chometz? Otherwise, a hecker would work. Why would a hecker work? He's not going to remind you. Medayk the Bada Shulchum the Shach, and anyone who brings down the Shach, the Loch La Maisa, that a hecker by itself, the Maisa would work. That's the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is over there. But maybe it goes in both cases. Why watch Mechalik? And therefore, there is a Chochma Sodom, Klamen, black, white, it does work. There's a Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Nidcha, Yisrael, bring down the Chochma Sodom. And there are those one time you can't be Mekel, and the Bala Shulchan said, Mokhmat Tzarech, you can't be Mekel. Now, Lamaish, you look up at the flow inside as being Machmer, so being a Chlor Raya, Lamaish, it's ulcer. What's the Raya? It says, before Shirajbo, brought down the Shach. Same Bala Shulchan, which got the Bala Shulchan in the footnote, brings down the flow. You saw the flow. He went Fakert. Before Shirajbo, it says, why? He said, the Rajbo over there discussing Goyim. Goyim, Lamaish, are someone who, Lamaish, you Machmer, like Tuach Sinoim. He's not going to let you eat from your plate, we're taking my plate. Like to Achsanayim. And still, the only reason to be Mekel says that's Chum in the Pesach. Because over there, he is a guy. You take to Achsanayim. Doesn't like you. You don't share things together. Therefore, we see over there, once a Taino, that's the only reason why we Machmal is Chum in the Pesach. But that's him. There is a separation, you and the guy. So, myself, again, most form went Zaflo, the Ravon, before Shavishan, the Maisa, the Aser. Most again, this chokmah on miyishim lismarch, but Shulchan said mokhmat tzarech, and therefore come out these cases of hecker that do not apply to one person. Again, the numerous cases you have to know what to go do in that case. That means on the tzad to be machmer, what do you do with a kid sitting next to you? That means he has a baal next to you. A baal, what do you go do? So again, you get involved. Well, maybe baal is different. You're not going to take from his baal. You're not going to take from his whether it's clothes or his case of milk over here. Or you have the rishashis over here. Well, maiso. Would a hecker work? next to a kid, a 2-year-old. He has a haitcher next to you, singing his haitcher. So you can stop playing what exactly is a haitcher. It's part of you, not part of you. So if your wife's not around, you push the kid away. But my wife's around, he's next to you. Does the heck over here work? So my son, the Baal Shulchan says, negate the kid. Makom Atzarech. Fine. Makom Atzarech, stuck with the kid, he's next to you. What do? You put a heck over there. My son, this form, the Yosef brings down, and the Stimus of Paiskim, the Maisa is, not Stimus of Paiskim, the Stakish Svar over here is, Maisa to be Machmer. We have a four shaft flow, a four shaft one, Maisa to be Machmer. And the kid will not work.
Only on the Tzedek.
The problem in the first place. So we said that if it's not a problem, then it's no problem, right? Well, that was a problem. A similar.
What did you last night?
Oh, so we'll have to get that. A similar case. What's the eighth of last night? So, really, there are two questions over here. We get to what to do last night. One is we'll get to the sugya of mapa. Why does the mapa work? Is map midin hacker? We didn't two shulchanos, which would be the shulchan aruch midin hacker, and therefore I would be stuck again last night. Okay, I had a map over there. What? Oh, so so the other eight is what the place coming down that we have over here that the bach the yam shleimo the genaval with something is not an arm's length. It's out of, we can't get to it. The mice said, what's the swar why not arm's length? The mice is mutter. I discussed my case of two people. Does this have to apply even by one person? If this story of not being an arm's length is nichol get of hecker, it won't work. Therefore, the Madanai Shulchan, he brings it down and he wants to say nichol sugi of hecker. The Maisa, the Atzei Ha'ilo, or Rav Shtombo, or others bring it down, it's mitzad, that you're not eating it together. It's not a Shulchan Acher, which is the Pasha, the Svarah Shaboy. You're not eating with it. That's there, and I'm over here. It's there, not over here. So what I did last night, I took the macaroni and I pushed it away to the other end of the table. There, therefore, I'm not eating with it. But there was no problem. But again, that's on the tzad. I give it not like 7 reasons. If you want, you have 7 reasons, you can't be mapped if you take on all the luchum over here. But nice, if you, I had a map over there, I put the other end of the table. If you say the other end, then heck, you'll have a bayah. If you want me mapped in a case, then the heck, it will not work by eating by yourself.
So the kid is eating on a
high chair
sitting next to you, but on a
high chair,
it's a different table, technically.
Yeah, we'll get to that also, yes. That means on the tzad, the heker won't work, then you have to know by kotel chura, sorry, if the heker would not work with one person, by himself, then you have a bayam, it's the case of a kotel, you have a bayam, it's the case of a mapo, you might have a bayah when they close battle over here, but arm's length, I think it might still be a case that's mutter.
What?
Arm's length, I think it might still be mutter. I don't think that's nichol sugya of heker. It's between that you're not eating with it. I think that you don't need a hacker with arm's length. That's what I'm saying. It's not midin hacker.
Eating together, one is less on the 12 and the other guy's.
That's before Shabbat and the Yom Shlom. That's clear. The place coming down. That a bad with two people. Question: what is the sore? Is that midin hacker? Not eating together. Most women stand nichol and together, not eating together. Therefore, they're not committed by eating by yourself.
Also,
the word Shulchan Aruch is hacker. So let's go to Shulchan Aruch. You have a bayah. It won't work by yourself. Now, Kamuk Sebeis, a case over here of two people eating next to each other. The Gemara is very clear. The Nachsanoi, the Maisu, not need a hacker. Let's say you're Makir, but yet your case you're Machbid over here. So Kamlung, the Torah, the Machaber, and the Shach and Taz, they come along and first bring down another Kul of Miyam Shushlaimo. Then you come along and has a Kul over here that if you're Machbid, even though you're Makir, the Maisu, you not need a hacker. Maisu, the person do not go this way. They all come along and pass not with Miyam Shushlaimo. The one time the loch is when even though you're makbid, still the loch is you need a hacker. Now, what does it mean that you're makir? You recognize one another. What's the definition of makir zedze? I mean, someone tried to tell me, like, at the beginning, we stopped flying next to a person for 10 hours. At the beginning of the flight, the mice are no problem. You don't recognize. But after shmooning for 10 hours, it's the mice in the second meal, you have a bayah. You recognize one another. You know each other's life story. So, you should love the harbe, that's so, because mice, when you get off the plane, seen by the getting your luggage, don't say a word to him. So each lot of that's nothing together being mocked one to another. You're just stuck in that situation to speak to him. Start claiming what's the case in yeshiva. You sit next to a guy for a couple of years. I sit next to my father usually during lunch. But let's say you sit next to other people that you sit next to. Now, you sit next to him because he the same speed or because he saves you the piece of chicken for you, whatever reason it is over there. So what is that exactly? Are you makir or not makir? What defines together are you makir? Sometimes you have no shaykhs being, you know, don't care for him. That's your makkapur, that's his makkapur. What defines a gedder being makkar? So the words of the Shachar, he says it over, he says, not misbayish for one to take from another. You're not embarrassed to eat from the other guy's plate. Let's say in Chakir what that means. Again, the place can bring down the words of the Shachar, you're not embarrassed to take from his plate. There are two ways to say over that concept. One is, when he offers it to you, fine, you'll take it and eat it. Another way, you go over to his plate, just take it out of his plate and eat it. What exactly does it mean? That means sometimes, you know, a guy offers you, fine, maybe, yeah, it depends how hungry, depends how good it is, depends how enticing it is, maybe, ulay. But you need much more, I guess, friendliness to go take from his plate, take out of his plate. That means me and my father, I'll take from you, I'll take from you, no problem. I'm fine. Kacha. But your kids also, you know, your spouse also. But to do more than that, to go to take, yishlodin. So my said, this is a question to Chaim Kvineski, exactly, and he says very clearly, the get over here is what the words of Shachar Kapashis, that you bent over and take from him. You'll take from the person's plate. If that's together, it's very not common in the case of Makir. Try and issue it. Today, by lunch, or wherever you eat it, whatever, try. Go over and try. See how you feel. See if you're embarrassed. See where the other guy's face is. Try it. He's your friend. You've done for 10 years next to him. You eat the same thing. Dear Yishlod also. Most times not. Just try it. I didn't ask if he's not around. But he's there, sitting there. Just... would you go take a bend down and take from him? Now he's offering it to you. Go ahead. Try it.
No, but that should be the show.
Try it.
If when he leaves, you'll take it off his
No, plate. Not leave. He's right now. He's right in front of you. Right now.
Because
right now, he's eating, you're eating. Right now, Echad, when he's gone, it's not his anymore. It's Hefker. The Yemabayam is not Hefker, but it's not his anymore. But when he's eating, you're eating. What chance are you going to go take from him?
He doesn't allow you to take it from his
friend. That doesn't allow you. Embarrassed. The words of the Shach is, if someone's not Mavayish, go take it from his friend. Now again, offering is one level. If you want to go to Pashtism, and again, Chaim was very clear, to get it means you're going to go take it. It's kamat not shayach unless it's mamish close family. Otherwise, kamat not shayach. Kamat not shayach. Finally, came to this, but not, this is not. It's not normal. Try it. Go to lunch and see what happens. Just fine. Now, fine. Mice is not that common. There are the cases if you're studying the Pesach Chuvah down. Avad won't work over here. He'd be dyke that way in the shach over here. Now, another case discusses, that means from your spouses or from your family members, you would take one from another. So let's say, you're eating with your wife, and the guy tells me every month of Shabbos, he and the maestro, he gets left over from Shabbos to chillin'. His wife, every month Shabbos is too heavy for her, and she gets her pizza. You have to have pas chama, you have to have a hot bread, so she has a pizza over here, take a shower, fine, that's also my malugmo. You have to have a hot coffee over here. That's all the Gemara says. You have to have coffee, shower, pizza. Let's check the Gemara. So the Maisi, he has that case, and he washes on his over here on his chulin. Fine. So Maisi, he has inflation. He has milk every month of Shabbos. Now she's in Nidah. How many achokas do you need? Because what's he said in Nidah achokas? It'd be different than what you always do. So every time you have buster, he has buster. It's always he has a buster. She has a chalav. You always have one achokah. So you have to be different. You need two achokas. Do you need two achokas now? Two things over there? One lemais is enough. So you could start clearing, not really a sugi, but a sugi negate to need one in the world you need achokah for. Why do you need a hekah for it? It's machlokes we showed him what the exact reason is. The Rashba says the reason is why. You should not come over and take from other person's plate. Oh, so fine. You already have that hekah. That's enough. One hekah is enough. The Ra'ah's reason is why. Not to create a chi, but to be different how we always eat together. Oh, if you're different, maybe you need a second hekker over here. To be different, to not be eating together over here. Or you say, no, even the Ra'ah's, you say it over here is, that cannot take from your plate, it takes away the chib over here. It's not clear. Maisha said, the Chorim will discuss it, we'll build this, needed then to get it to us. Habikin, they ask questions to Moshe, and Rav Osner, and the Chodshani, and come on, all the place can go, and Allah, Maisha, only need one hekker. Either mitzad, they hold like the Rashba, or the Vana in the Ra'ah itself is that way, that once you have a hekker, it takes away the chib over here. The Maisa, even though it's always that way, one hekker, the Maisa is enough, you not need two or Karim.
Anybody have
glasses? Halacha, no. I only saw them, let's say, Madana Shulchan, Minchas Osher, he says, upon the Rashba and the Ra'ah. They discussed upon the Rishonim. Halacha, the Maisa didn't see anyone straight up to me, Machmer. One Rav told me to be Machmer, but otherwise it's Swarm. At least 15 Swarm say one. One heck is enough. At least 15. I can give you the 15 if you want.
We don't go by numbers.
Before, I've been down a couple times.
We don't go by numbers.
Now, come along the Fiske Tshuva, it means down, the gate of the sugya of eating a hecker. Let's say you're eating at one table, other people together with you. Will you need a hecker in that case?
What does it do?
Let's say I'm eating Vosser, he's eating Cholov, and another person is sitting at the table with you, eating Parva, let's say. Do other people in the table make in the case that you would not need a heck over here? So come on with Piska Tshuva, and it brings down the Mas Binyamin, that be ik of the Mas Binyamin, the Oil Mishnah for the Suga by Nidal, by the Suga of Achokis, the Simon Kuf Tadakai. Over there, the Mas Binyamin wants a title. And when he's sitting in between somebody, or even next to a person, since it takes away the chiva of a husband and wife, therefore we not need the archokas, the gate eating one to another, you would not need a case of a hecker. Now, are we semich upon that or not? Is a bit of among the achoinim, how numerous people seem to go, is that they'll be semich upon it at least for a small hecker. We'll get to what difference between small and tall, big hecker and small hecker. The mice in Hilchas Nidah brought down this hetter. The question is, can you apply this hetter to the same thing by Basim Acholov when it's you and your wife eating there, someone else eating there also? Would that also make it the concept you would not need a hecker over there? So they point out that first of all, Kamal Vachoinim, and they bring down this Piska Chub that says Heter, they say it doesn't make any sense. First of all, said about a Shulchan, look up at Mas Binyam inside, he does not say that. Number one, does not say it. You're the one extending it over here, the case of Basim Cholov. So let's analyze it. If you go with the Svar, Mitzav, the Oshiboy, the Ralts Chibo, so the Maiso, that's nothing to do with Basim Cholov. Basim Cholov comes to eat for one person's plate. So the whole Mas Binyam is going Mitzav, the Chibo Shiboy, there's no Sheikh Tzav Sugyo. Elamai, you want to come to the Sugyo, the Rajbo, you might come to eat for somebody else. So I'll bring you the best raya that the Rashba holds, the Maaseh will not apply in this case. Now why? The Rashba, Hilchas Nidah says, it does not work. It says, right, yes, Bas B'Cholov. The Rashba says, the other people by the table will not work. I'll bring you right, because Bas B'Cholov doesn't work. Fine. So the Rashba says it doesn't work. The Rashba doesn't work. The Maaseh is Binyam, and the Maaseh does not say it over here. The Piska Tshuva says it. Therefore, all the Achorim Maaseh argue with his Piska Tshuva over here. Then a club of shomer, you have to tell him be a shomer. You have to tell him, be a shomer. Yeah, machlokes, Vegas it doesn't work, shomer anyway. So, true, the Maaseh again, there is a Piska Tshuva, I mean, you take a smicha test, you have no Piska Tshuva. Maaseh applies, could not seem to go with this mahalaf, there's no head to other people at the table over here. Now, negatu, let's say this end of a hecker is applied when it's one haitzah, when one person bought everything. The example I want to say, let's say by a chasno. You go to eat there, somebody else. You know, if one person paid for everything, it's one that's over here. So I'm telling the mice, is it working or not? So is there a hecker? So again, this machlokes yishonim ve'klis, is the hecker working or not? Mice, the place coming down, the shach, and the ta seems to go that way also. Yam shlomim ve'klis, the machabah, the mice, the hecker works, whether it's one itzah or two different itzahs. Will not make any difference over here.
So you want
it, make you close? No. Lavdavka, makes you close.
You
try that. Try that. It's ridiculous.
I
know
it
could be that's true. It could be that the chas is a little bit different. Each lot of nichol and get about to achas, but actually a hecker works anyway. I'm asking. Now, come on the place we're discussing. Until now, we're discussing we're eating basar next to cholov. Let's say you ate basar 2 hours ago. Now you want to sit next to a person who's eating right now cholov. That means the halacha of 6 hours, which we get to Bez Hashem today, some Beit Es, next time, and everyone knows that either Mechamah holds 6 hours, or the Amos says it's a Grech Minig, or the Shachan Taz says that anyone who's Riech HaToy has to wait 6 hours. So we all have a Gedder, we have to wait 6 hours, says the Chof Masodom, says the Chofetz Chaim. It's not worse than the case of another. We have a Din, the Reis, we have to wait 6 hours, or a halacha of Drabon, we have to wait 6 hours. Now, once we have this halacha of 6 hours, fine, I ate Pesach 2 hours ago. Can I sit next to a person who's eating Milchiks? To make it comes out, if you read the Piska Tshuva over here, and the Yad Avram, the Yad Ephraim on the page, there really can be like three different akimtas over here, two to discuss. There's one akimta that I'm not eating anything. I'm sitting there, the guy's eating his pizza, and I'm fleishiks. Can I sit next to him when the Maaseh says he's eating his pizza? I'm fleishiks. I can't eat from him. It's not like the case you saw off the Midi Chabura that I'm eating nothing, I'm paravai, I have to eat two things. I'm already fleishiks.
And he knows that you're fleishiks.
Whether he knows or not, that's the question. Whether he knows or not, can I sit next to him? So, come along the Piska Tshuva, he sends you to the Be'er Heitiv, he brings down a Beis Yaakov, and he wants Taina. L'maisa, you can't. L'maisa, in this situation, that unless he knows that he's that you're eating from it, otherwise, L'maisa, you cannot sit next to him, you might come and take from him, and the Svar Shabbai is that one of the reasons to be Machmer on 6 hours is Basu Ben Yishinayim. So in essence, what are you doing? You're eating basal and challah at the same time. That is what you're doing. You're eating basal and challah at the same time. Therefore, sitting next to the person eating cheese, the maisa baya kam yifleishik. That's the base yakuv. The maisa kam lo lepeske tshuva, and he sends you to Pirim Godim. Pirim Godim says, kula hay lo gazrinim. It's a chokal pana, a chokal ver. The word of peske tshuva, it says over, lo yisi nizdarim is there. And the maisa, the place can be, it can go not that way, not like the base yakuv. The locha is, over 30 different strong ones this way. The locha is the maisa that we do not have to worry if you're not eating anything, it's next to somebody who is eating milk because they got me within 6 hours. That's one akimto.
You spell it as worse than when you're eating.
Cause,
when you're eating,
okay.
You forget.
Fine, but it's still exactly upon exactly. And that big person can go. A second is building upon that. Let's say you are eating. You're eating powerful. That means either it's before Bechsa Mazin, you've already ate fleishiks, or you already had a Bechsa Mazin. I see you're eating right now, so I'm in the massive eating. Do you have more of you eating and come to go eat with my friend over here? And I'm fleishiks. 2 hours ago, I ate fleishiks. Right now, I'm eating powerful. Do you have the same baya over here? So again, that's not claw on the piskei tshuva if the people got him, but with Maisa, we have our flaw, we have Yad Yehuda, and still says the same idea over here. The Maisa, the idea of doing it within 6 hours, is only our chokal. You want to make a peches upon peches, lav davke, we have no maramok for it, and kula hay lugazinun, not to be knows about it. The Maisa, you can't make a lot. That's how most places can go. A third case over here is, let's say someone again, he already ate fleishiks, and now you want to be oisik and making milchiks. That means why fleishiks, 2 hours ago she ate fleishiks, now she wants to make lasagna for the kids for supper at night. You know why? You're Israeli, you have fleishiks at night, you have milks at night, and you have fleishiks during the day. Fine, that's what you do. Can you, lemaisa, now make lasagna? So this lemo mavucha, how exactly to apply it? There seem to be two unhuggers among the swarm over here. There's one unhugger, the kanfeyoino, or chashulchan, chub mahavo. The maisa, you have no right to make up your zeret on chashash over here, chazal did not say it over here. Just like within 6 hours, he'll always make it, he'll also be make it. That's one unhugger, but the shulchan went this way. I said, Hashem, you look up the Yad HaFrayim, he's very clear, and it's brought down by different swarm that way. That really depends. When you're Isik, is it derech to nash from it? They're being practical about it. If it derech is to nash what you're making over here, it could depend on what mice you're making. Lasagna lav dafka derech to nash, because the other things aren't. All things might be the derech to nash. It could be depends on what you're making over here. But you want to tell you, if it derech, when you make it, you nash from it, unless you're doing it with two people together, you want me masmer.
Why is it different to from this? So,
again,
so
I'm not. I'm ready. I'm within 6 hours discussing over here. We have three cases. I'm not. What? Here, I have to 2 minutes. Siv Aleph is Sadr Shulchanai.
Right.
So I have to do two things. I have to eat Basa, I have to eat Cholov.
Okay, you're Nash.
Here, I already am Basa. I already did one of them. Only one thing I have to go do is eat Cholov now. I'm not even asking, eat Cholov. Basa, I'm eating Shinaim. I mean, it's not the same case.
What's the time of tasting it and spitting it out?
Tasting is spitting it out?
Yeah.
Who discussed tasting spitting it out? I don't know what you mean.
Where you
taste, but say, as long as you don't swallow it. Fine, people eat
it and swallow it. The
no, the derech to nash. You didn't say derech to taste and spit it out. People derech make
the
derech to nash.
If the derech to taste and spit it out, that's something else.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe there's another color there. The Yad HaFrayim, he said, it sounds like you're being practical. Let's be practical. Like, you know, if derech is a nash, you have fleishiks, but stop and eat it. That's the derech. Kim kainu. That's what people do.
And yourself and a hacker doesn't work.
Yeah, a hacker won't work if it's yourself, maybe.
What do you do?
What do you do? So it really depends. Again, last one, about the shulchan is mekel. You could start telling me it's only practical. Maybe your own, you can make up your own hacker over here. But either the way, the other farmer says, do it with two people. Tell the person to be your shamer. He and the you want to say, two people, mice, it works. That's his eitzah.
Should you call a neighbor?
The husband. Now, Nigea to the sugi of hacker, what is exactly a good hacker over here? Focus on the sugi of hacker. So first, does the hacker have to have height to it? So by the case first of menorah, the word that commercial, he brings down Isavet Orach and says the menorah has to have height. Taz brings down the menorah has to have height. Gamma Shulchan Aruch does not say those words, but it has to have height to the menorah. The question means Dakka menorah, or all hackers need a case of height. Now the Taz does not say who did other things. This is a Kesef Gedolah, Yad Yehuda, Dakar Tshuva, they bring down who did other things in Meisnin height. That means people discuss, can you have a watch as a hacker? Could you have keys as a hacker? So in the Gate of the Hilchos Nida, how numerous swarms seem to go, the whole idea that other people eating at the table is not a shiloh. Height is not that simple to be machmer. Therefore, the tzir of the Masper and Yomim, Mavoz and others who come along in Taina, you have a small hacker, keys, or a watch, the Meisnin, that's Meseder. That's in the Gate of Nida. The gate to us, we do not have the tier for the master binyamin. The question is, do you need height? So, Nubus form the Malachtim seem to bring down. The Malachtim seem to bring down that the Maisi, you do need a case on a height to the Hecker. That's fine. The Hecker itself, Maisi, does need height to it. However, you read the word slowly. The Mechaber, he's very clear. What is the case of the Hecker? He says it's Shum Hecker. The word of the Ma, he says it's Shard Varm. The words of Chochmazadim is Kol Dover. Kitchen Arach is a Dover. Chochmazad, Chovetz Chaim, Kol Dover. Arach HaShulchan, Shard Varm. The words of the Gdolah Paiskin that we seem to follow, Mechaber, Ma, Chochmazadim, Chovetz Chaim, Arach HaShulchan, that's Aram Besari, Kitchen Arach, very soul. The words do not say not one word of height, and the words are Shard Varm, Shum Hecker, is a Dover. So that all the Malachim seem to bring down this idea from the Taz, which Taz does not say clearly, but it needs a height to it. Steams are placed in Malaysia not that way. However, there's some of my son Machmer.
Was he obviously learning that a map is not a hacker because there's no height?
Oh, so the Taz will have to get the map. So those who want to tighten it, since the map is where you're eating in, like the plate eating in, the map eating in, that's the cash over here. Really, have to, the map, they have two ways of coming from. The Maisa, That's the question. Again, first, do we need height or not? The Malachim seem to say, yeah. However, the Messiah seem to say, no. Or, but the Minigal Elim seem to be mocking the Swarm. Now, in this Hecker, what does it have to be? It has to be something that's the Shach and Taz, that's not the Derech to be on the table. I heard a Berk would say over, when you have kids, and after a while, everything seems to be the Derech on the table. You have to have things that the Derech is not to be on the table. What that is, you have to know your own house. It has to be something that's not Derech to be there. Now, I've learned that people don't like you put a big box of steel in between. They don't appreciate that, even though it's a good Hecker. But I said, you have to put things that do not belong there, that people will not be offended by it.
Why can't it be on the side?
So a lot of places can say it sounds like it has to be in between.
In between, you're seeing
actually
each other.
So, he's talking about
side. Between
was the problem. But the Shulchan said the mice has to be in between. The Berkowitz said it has to be in between.
Only Israel is
a
hacker, right?
What? That's a Shiloh. If you need Deus, it sounds like both people need a hacker. The Maisa, the Nevental says, Maisa, both of them need to know about the hacker. And I know, Berkowitz, I know, but the Maisa, the Havan seems to be that both people need to know about the hacker. Now, Negate to Mapo, that's what we're talking about in the case of Hacker Shulchan Aruch. There seems to be a big fundamental Shiloh. What is Hector working? Mapo working? How's what Klal? I mean, we mentioned before two options. Is Midin Hecker, Midin Shulchan Acher. If Midin Shulchan Acher, that's not really a kasha, why has no height to it? The Bayah, read the Mechaba, the words of the Mechaba, the words of the Torah is Midin Hecker. Was a case of a Hecker like a Mapo. If that's so, Kamal the Sugar Bashanim, others from say, but has no height to it. The one of the Rai is that you do not need height. Sugar Bashanim wants to answer Tzarchian. Others want Tainik is the thing itself you're eating in. Are you not eating it? It's underneath you. Not sure why that's any better in the case that's in the front of you. It's a raya, either you don't need height, or it's mapping didn't shulchan achra, which is not true. The Mechaba said it didn't echo over here. Julie is a good kasher. It sounds like, again, from anyone who brings down the case of Mapo, that unless it's shulchan achra's case, the chor, you do not need any height over here. Now, again, once you discuss the idea of shulchan achra, there is another basic question to discuss. The Gemara's cases, the Mishnah's cases, eating on one table. You need a table. You need a table over here. For example, you're standing. You're eating your shawarma. The person next to you is eating your pizza. Of course, eating standing is a baya. Mitzvah to go sakono. Fine, eating over here, not going to do that. Fine, Shem, Hashem, Beseder. But Mitzvah, is there an Indian you need to have a table? Let's say you're both sitting in, no table over there. You're sitting a park bench, very simple, right? You're eating a fleishiks, eating milk. Is there a din on one table? Or no, the din is why you might come to eat one from another. That means the svar shabai words of Mechaba, you might come to eat. But the words are what? Oh, shulchan echad, the one table. You need a table over here. So it seems, again, the malachim is manazeh, see that the shiloh, what the case is that shulchan, no malachot, tzarkin, the way Madana shulchan went to be machmah, Chab Kiyafsi went to be Michael, there's a question, neither shulchan. But to extend it more than that, take it further, on the tzad that you do need a shulchan, so let's say you need two separate shulchanos, avada, you don't need a hacker. But what defines two tables? Meaning, for example, let's say you go to a restaurant, 20 people, share brachas, otherwise you don't eat out in the restaurant. Fine, and they line up all the tables together. Fine, that's three tables side by side, but that's all one table. That's poshut. Let's say in a case where the tables are connected, but not meant to be together. For example, on the airplane, You sit next to your wife or your kids. So if it's a friend of the person, you're not makir. But your wife and kids, and what happened? They serve you the airplane food, the hospital food, whatever you want to call it, that's fleishix. And your wife takes out her laxatives and cream cheese, that's milchix. You both put your trays down, they're touching each other. Is that two different tables? And they have a beseder? Well, no, but that's them eating together. Are you eating hecker over here? How exactly do you look upon it? What? They come up there. That means you can push things one to another. They do in a way, I think, in a way that people. Yeah. A mashu. The cups can be a little on top of one another. So that ba'etzim is that one table? Well, no, the ma'aseh, this is my table, this is your table. So Rav Hanan Starke, the ma'aseh came along, says, eating together, danashuk, what's in machmer? As far as the swarm that, or the malachtim today that we ish, we wrote letters to them, come up most of them wrote back, that's nichol together of a different table, a different mapa, a separate in over here, two different things over here, and you're not eating together. Why? It's made to be two different things. You, what? What? So?
It's a separate
choice
of
kamap. Yeah, but it's not, that's how you always have it. If some, the place can say a map, they always, let's say I always eat the map, you always eat the map. That's not an hacker, it's always that way. This is how it always is. The food that's coming out is always that way. Because you're hungry, right? It's not, you didn't serve enough food. But the mice, you make up your own gzera. If you want tiny, two separate tables over here, two different places, most of them seem to say the mice is not a bayah. I got Mekini and Shtak, so why you have it in over here to answer?
RKS.
If I don't, yeah.
Why is it different than a Haichir?
Oh, so that leaves the case of Haichir. That's the last case over here before we get to the last two halachas. A Haichir, the Maisel Lechor would be the same question. That means you really start clarifying when a kid's in a Haichir next to you, is that two separate tables or not? So it could be during the week, he's eating by himself, eating by himself. But Shabbos meal, you put him on a Haichir by the table, he's part of the meal. But Shabbat again, during the week, usually his own thing, you know, his own thing. But by the Shabbos meal, everyone eating together, part of the family, he sits here for his 10 minutes, whatever it is. But my, he's part, everyone has their place, and he's there.
In a separate table.
So that's the question. Is it a separate table, extension of your table? Same Shiloh. What's the airplanes? It's Mama's the same idea over here.
The same plate.
Again, on the Saturday, Rav Felder wants a Taina, he owes two different tables. Shmuel Felder from Lakewood, he wants Taina, two different tables, and the airplane, two different tables, no problem. Two different tables. But you could talk to Clark, is that really true? Is that just like you have three tables lined up, all one table? You're kidding, you're part of the Shabbos meal. Now, you tell me he's pushed away, fine.
But he's sitting on the side of the dining chair behind
you. He sits there, he's a part of it. You like talking to him more than you like talking to the guest sometimes. You know, it's part of the meal over here. No, you take care of him, he takes care of you, whatever it is. You share his food. That's what he is. So this far over here, Maisa, you can have more reason to be Mekel, because Maisa is not really physically attached. No one sees a hate being part of the table. So at least in the airplane, you start telling me you see a big one thing. But here, the Maisa, everyone sees this is the hate as one color, this is different, something else. That'll be two different tables. Now here's Stark. More of a reason, much more of a reason to say you will not need a hecker of heating his milk like a bottle and you're having your flesh, your Shabbos meal.
I always that way.
So
we
it's two different tables.
Yeah, the map also. You always have two.
No. A map is. It's not two different tables. You need a hecker. You need a hecker. It's not enough.
No, if you learn the map, you need
a hecker. Pasha, I mean, if Chunar says that's hecker. That's by a hecker.
Yes, clearly, even if you're always in separate tables, it's not considered a hecker. I'm not from the separation.
No, that's what I'm saying. A two-dimensional table, I think, is about as a heter. You have to know, is this two tables? The question is that the extension of one table or two different tables?
And in the Rosh's case, where there was a bunch of
them. No, there was one table, they weren't attached. Again,
they weren't, but it's not different than a
heter. I said if it pushed away a little bit, he's pushed away two different tables. But if his heter is touching it, part of the table, right? He's pushing it. No, that's how it was. Everyone had their own small table. There's a big table there beside the food. Then I can hear. I can hear the start to clutter. I still think it's two different tables. At least I hear the start to clutter. But still, it's two different tables. Everyone sees. I just nothing to do with this. Fine. Mice is getting late. Two other things. I'm going to end off with a lock over here. Two locks over here. One is when you're having a hecker between a cup. This cup that the one guy is, one person eating flesh, other person eating milk, do not share the same cup. Why not to share it? Besides one ending of maybe the backlash, backwash, which is a backlash for me, backwash. But the mice have a second thing over here that is on the rim over here, there's some food that's stuck to it. Everyone sees the top of it stuck to it. And therefore, if you're drinking from one cup and you're eating flesh, the other person eating milk will use the same cup. Now first, to make it practical, Avada says about a shulchan, if you take the cup and you wash it out, and then the guy wants that milk, it's not a problem. That's partial. The only problem is when you're eating it and not washed out. Wash out about its mutter. The case where people are discussing, let's say it's within 6 hours. I myself use a cup of fleishiks. 2 hours later, I want to use a cup. Again, to have soda inside, water inside, and has maybe things on top or not. Do I have to wash it out? Well, lemaisa, the whole harchok was dafka when you're eating fleishiks mamish, and now within 6 hours. Come on, about a shulchan. He's marach the room this way. He brings rishen over here. He ends up tzarachin. As I heard one rav say on this halach over here, ma'isa being chloride, it's mutter. About a shulchan ends up tzarachin. Fine. So the ma'isa, the arsum of the yashba or Berkowitz, ma'isa the Zaitana, we have no. We doing more machmer than the Ramah that says over here. To use it without washing off the kais, not the leftover water in the cup. You have to spill out the water. You are fleishik, can use the same cup that was not washed out to drink water. Can drink the water.
And then therefore I won't put another 6 hours?
No, can you use a cup without washing it?
Why not? Is it
because just like when you are fleishik mamish, eating fleishik, not to use a cup the person drank milchik. The same thing. Again, the other men. Let's say I am fleishik and somebody else ate milchik and used this cup. Can I go over to the milchik cup and use it, or vice versa? But in the last case, we're moving down the idea of a salt dish. Now, their salt dishes are not the salt shakers that we have. The salt dish was they would dip fleishik inside and then milchik inside, and they must be very careful to make sure not to have the same dish, because you might stick your meat inside and then your milk inside, your cheese inside. Building upon this, they come along the gate to our sigur of what we have in our house, salt shakers. Now, everyone knows you go to the store, and the salt shaker, there's the white top, the red top, the blue top. Milchik, fleishik, and parva. Maisa, is that halacha or mitzad in a correct and hoga? The maisa all is from gold kamat. No, I'm not discussing a salt dish, not a salt shaker. And they dipped in the meat and what was left over, the shemunis left in the cheese, in the salt. They took cheese and dipped it in the shemunis left in the salt. We dip it in, your mama's left the shemunis in the salt dish. Now it's causing a salt shaker, or spices, or ketchup, or mustard, all these cases. So all the swarm, because it came up another time, at the end of Kofi. So we, again, the swarm come out the same thing. Midinoi and the Maisa, not much to worry about. Whether mitzad the sugya of Zaya, there's no bayah of Zaya because it's open over there, they go all over the place, or mitzad it cannot go into the holes when it's shaking the salt, salt's coming out, so the Zaya cannot go inside. The moment you turn back, it's not going inside anyway. Or mitzad, it's only the Zaya coming outside, it's not hot, not going to lay inside. So the ma'aseh medina they want taina should not be a bayah. However, come on, every same moving down, there's a hitter, so kedosh shemaim, especially kids are around, and they seem to take the ketchup or mustard, they seem to put it inside the food, mamish, or they have the outside of the bottle, it's always has some sticky stuff to it that's shamunis on the hands. As practical, you know, one person takes it with their dirty hands, kids, we blame it on the kids, and they make it outside dirty from their fleishiks, the other person uses milchiks. Therefore, every sefer says it's advisable, correct, on the Hanukkah Kedoshim, to have two different ones. However, I've learned you have two different salt spices or spices for each one. If you use your paprika or garlic, both milk and both fleishiks, you don't really gain out of it. So you have to mark it off, and then you have to get people to follow it. If people don't follow the klal in the house, you don't have any maila at all to get any specific salt shaker out of it. So there is a maila. If you get to a stage where your kids run your house and control your house, each one, is there a reason to push upon them this chumrah? There are other things you have to worry about more that's more important. But there certainly is an hoga out there that there's a maila to have two different spices of every type of spice over here. Salt over here, pepper over here, ketchup and mustard over here. Atzlocho. Now, just to tell you what's going on, Be'ez Hashem, next Chaburo, Sunday, will be on Simon Pei Tes of Alpha Beis. Now, on the sheet it says we Chazor on Monday. Monday Chazor just means Chazor Shir. The reason why I did it on Monday, I know all the time to give a Shir on Chazor, because Tuesday we don't have the room, Thursday we don't have the room over here, and therefore we have no time. But the Chazor is Be'etzem, we're going to do Sunday Pei Tes Alpha Beis, Wednesday Gimel and Dalet. After Wednesday, we have Kamat 2 weeks Chazara. Kamat 2 weeks, yeah, a little less, because the Zman ends on Monday. That means from Wednesday to Monday is 12 days over here. True, we have a Shunim between all these days in between. What about Chos and Yom Din to do Chazara and Bosom Chol over here? The only thing we have left is with the Simit Tzadik Chal. Chal Lav Chabur is skip. we're not going to skip it, but for us, we have to learn Mechaber Mo'am Be'ahitim. The Shachan Taz is a vada, is the correct thing to learn, but the test will be Mechaber Mo'am Be'ahitim, and therefore the Chazor shears on Monday, but again, the Chazor will be for the Olam Mustama afterwards. Slokha Rabbah.
On Sunday before.